Hey, it's Roy Richardson, your friend, neighborhood tech turtle maker. And tonight, we're going to talk about the community tab. So hopefully, as a content creator on YouTube, you have gotten the community tab. And we're going to talk about how you can use it to build your community. I'm going to give you 5 ways. Actually, I'm going to give you a bonus. There's going to be 6 ways that you can use the community tab to help you grow your channel. So let's go to the boards. Let's take a look. Ta-da! Well, that's not what I want there. Let's go. Here we go. All right. So what is the community tab? So in case you didn't know, YouTube used to require you had to have 1,000 subscribers to have a community tab. And then they changed it up. Then he said 500 subscribers. But back in October, they announced, hey, everybody's getting the community tab. And so YouTube has been making so many changes and doing so many new things to help out small creators. So right here, you see this community tab right here. We're going to do a demo here in just a little bit. But let's talk about why the community tab is important. So again, like I said, it used to be you had to have 500 subscribers. And now this is open to all creators. All creators should have the community tab very shortly. And here are 5 ways to build community using community tab. First way, you can use this to talk to your community. You take this community tab and you can post things there that your community is going to see and others as well. And number 2, it's a chance to ask viewers what they want to see next on your channel. This gets you audience interaction. Hang on here. Yep, can get you audience interaction. Let me pick a different scene here. Here, let's go a little better. There we go. All right, maybe we can see it. This gets you audience to interact with you, and you have a voice. They have a voice in your direction of your channel, so they get to influence your channel. And as these are the people that are watching you each week, you want to hear what they've got to say. You know, you could do polls to get feedback. You can use the community post to announce new content to build anticipation. So this is what I tried to do tonight. I posted some thumbnails out there. Hey, guess what I'm doing about the show's going to be about tonight. And so I posted, or you could post out there, hey, what's next on my channel? What is it going to do next? So I'm going to show you a quick demo. So let's look and see real life what the community tab looks like and ways we can use it. So we're going to go and hit that. All right. So here's the community tab right here. So I'm going to go click on that. All right. And you'll see right here, image. You have image poll, text poll, or video. So with image, I can post, like, for example, here's an image I posted. I posted this image, hey, to kind of promote the show tonight. 5 ways to grow your channel using the community tab on YouTube. And then last night I put this out there, building community on YouTube. So I put these thumbnails out to kind of like build interest in my show. And then you can do an image poll. So with an image poll, you can post multiple images and people can pick one of those images. And, you know, for example, we're going to do a demo here in a minute. And then you can do a text poll. So, hey, what are some things that I want to talk about? Or you can post a link to a video. So maybe, for example, you did a short that was a promo for the video you're going to do tonight. Or you can share out, hey, this is the video I'm doing tonight, and here's a link to it. So that's stuff you can do. So let's do that. Let's go and play around with it. So here you can select images from your computer. And so right here, I've got this little, and I've already uploaded this earlier, but I just wanted to show you this. So here I have this, and I put it right there. And I can schedule it, too. I could say, hey, I don't want to do it right now. I want you to show this image at 8 a.m. in the morning, or I want you to show this image on Friday. So you can schedule out your community post. And why is that important? Because you should do a new community post every day, at least. I'm going to do cancel. So I'm going to do an image poll. Which image should I use? Well, there you go. Which selfie should I use in my next thumbnail? Okay, so I'm going to do image poll. And there's 1, 2, add option, 3. And 4. So here, I have an image poll. Hey, which one? You know, I could like type here, you know, confident look, surprised look. Cheering. Life is a good look. Oh, there's a character limit. Life is good. There we go. All right. So here we go. And I can hit post. And so now that is out there now on my channel. So if you go visit my community tab, don't go right now. Stick around. Stick around. If you go out there right now, now this is out there and you can see it. So let's go back to our presentation. And we'll demo some more in just a minute. So here you can do an image. You can do an image poll. You can do a text poll. You can do a video. You have multiple posts of what, you know, multiple options for what to post. And with an image, this could be a preview of your upcoming video, or it could be an intriguing image to get your viewers to, you know, to get your viewers talking about your channel and what you're going to view. Maybe do a selfie, or maybe do an image to ask a question. So here's like my image that I did, you know, guess what Tuesday night's live stream's about. And then your images, they need to be 1-to-1 ratio. So the images that you use for your community tab have to be 1-to-1 ratio. My suggestion is use a 1080 by 1080 square image, because then you can take that same image and use it on Instagram. But you can do 500 by 500, 100 by 100. But basically, it needs to be square sizes or what works best. It will take images of different dimensions, but I find it gets a little squirrely. And so my suggestion would be to use a square image. And you can cross-promote over on Instagram or on, you know, Twitter or whatever social media platform you want to be on. And so this is a great way to do kind of cross-promotion with stuff there. And so, you know, here's my image poll. That, you know, similar to what I just did to just show what that looks like. And then here's a text poll. So what should my next recorded video be about? So running macOS on Parallels running on macOS, a deeper dive on Kali Linux, a deeper dive on Ubuntu Linux, or a review of Parallels 18. So my channel gets a lot of views on my Parallels videos. So I'm going to ask my viewers, hey, what would you like to see me do next? We'll do a demo of this one here in just a little bit. And then, like I said, you can schedule it so you can like pick, hey, when I want to do it, I want to show up at midnight tomorrow, pick my time zone. I can have schedule out my post, and then I can add an existing YouTube video. So I can go through my list of videos and pick one that I want to put there. But I do recommend like a short, something like a promo. Say, hey, tomorrow night I'm going live with this, or the night after I'm going live with this. Be sure to watch. It's going to be on 9 p.m. So I recommend doing kind of a short style video to do that. Now, number four thing you can do to kind of build community, shout outs to other channels that will benefit your viewers or where you'll be guesting. So like last week on Wednesday, I guested on Tall Boys, the Lab Tech Show channel. And so I did a post out there that says, hey, have you seen my show that I did on the Lab Tech channel? The Lab Tech Show, and go over and watch that. So I posted a link to Tall Boy's channel so that people would see it. And so five, it build connection by sharing personal stories or moments. So, you know, sharing pictures of your family going trick-or-treating and that type of thing. This is a way for people to kind of know you, you know, find out what kind of person you are in the real world and kind of connect with you and find things you have in common, you know. And then there's a bonus. Show behind the scenes. So, hey, this is an opportunity for your viewers to kind of say, oh, well, here's a, you know, like a picture or a video of something I'm doing behind the scenes. You know, just kind of give them an idea. Hey, this is what I'm doing. What do you think about my setup? Here it is. Okay. So, let's go see. I hear some folks out there. Hey, let's see. Let's get over here. Ta-da. All right. Adam, good morning. where are you at, man? If it's good morning to you. It's evening for me. Let's see. Walter Strong in the house. Good evening, Tech Trailmaker. Hey, Dag, how you doing, sir? Welcome. Hey, Walter. Pidgey Groom, what's up, sir? Hey, Walter. How you doing, ma'am? Yep. You got a live stream coming up Friday. I'm going to try my best to be there. Hey, Hey, Walter. Yep. Dagan says, yep, it's good that the smaller channels are able to get community tap. Yeah, it is great. I have been wanting this tap for so long. I am so close to 500 subscribers that I was on the trek to get there. But so now they give it to me early, so that's fine. I can live with that. Hey, Kurt, how you doing? Community manager, I appreciate you covering this topic tonight. Yes, definitely. And the poll will definitely be a feature I'll be using in the community tab. So, yeah, definitely recommend using that as an option there. Hang on, let's find a scene that doesn't have. There we go. Yep, I like the poll option to kind of ask my community, hey, what would you like to see me do next? That type of thing. And so I think that's really good. Super stoked YouTube is getting a little, guys. Yeah, lots of cool features have come out this week, and I've just noticed, like, little minute changes in different places. Like, oh, that's interesting. So, yeah. Hey, Coulter, how you doing, sir? What's up? Doing live sessions. Yep, every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, I go live on this channel. Looking forward to hearing more about this. Yep, so let's go take a peek, and I will show you some more demo mode here. Let's go back to the boards, as I like to say. All right. Ta-da, back. There we go. So here it is. And so you can do a text poll real easy and say, hey, what should my next recorded video be about? Put VOD. So, by the way, you can run macOS on macOS with Parallels if you have to be a Mac user, and maybe I've got a video coming up soon where I do that. And then add another option here. Now, I've already done some posts today, so I'm going to schedule this post for tomorrow. So I have to check, see what day it is. It is November 2nd. Okay. And I find that a lot of my viewers are up and about around 11 a.m. So it would be good to put that out there. And so I'm going to hit schedule. And so now I have that post scheduled, so I can go right here and say, hey, you know, these are my scheduled posts. So there is, you know, a text poll that I put out there, and it will go live tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. And so there, you know, that's just a way to find out, what do my viewers want? You know, what would be a benefit to you to see? What should I do my next video about? You know, sometimes I'm like, what's my next video idea? What do I need to do next? And so this is a huge help from that standpoint. And so I get really excited about that. And then video. Here you can search, you can find somebody else's video. You can do, you know, pick one of your videos to do. Like I said, again, I do recommend doing a short, here. I could say, like, hey, how to revamp your old videos to show that kind of stuff. And so that's a good way to take a short that you've made and use it to be a promo for a video that you're coming out later. Again, another way to reach your audience, and not just your community gets to see these. Based on the algorithm, will show up for more people. Now, it's very early, and I haven't gotten a lot of traction on my short shit because I just literally got the option yesterday. But as part of the analytics, you will be able to go and see how your basically how your posts are going. And so, look, okay, so post impression. So right here already, I see that I've gotten 3 likes on this post. So you go on your analytics and you go to content and you go to posts, and it shows you right here, you know, how much traction you're getting. So this will be really neat to see later. I didn't have a poll up yet. I haven't done a video. So this just shows me, hey, my image got me that much traction. So this is really cool that YouTube has already built analytics already in to the post that you'll do in the community tab. So you can use this to kind of say, oh, wow. So the posts that I do that are doing the best. And I literally just got this feature yesterday. Again, I have been wanting this feature for months. My goal was to get to 500 so I could have this feature once they drop that level down. And again, I'm just really excited that anybody now that has a YouTube channel can have it. So YouTube has been busy. They have been adding so many new features. So like, for example, you know, videos, the thumbnails are rounded now. So if you had, if you were using the, basically if you had been doing borders around your videos, you may want to go fix those thumbnails that have borders around them, because if they were, you know, rectangle borders now, they're getting cut off and so they look kind of crazy. I haven't seen a lot of that, but that's just something out there that you have to know. And then the other thing that I found was interesting is that when I go into a video, and I don't want to start playing, when you go to share, notice right here, whenever you do share, it pops up and says, hey, you can create a post. So right here, when you're sharing a link to your video, you can hit create post, and that's going to create something for your community tab. And so that's just a quick and easy way to get to, you know, hey, I'm going to share this video on my community tab, and I can just hit this create post, and it will put that out there in the community tab. So I can go here and say, this is my favorite video lately on my channel to date. It really is. That was such a fun one to do. Though, strangely, I noticed that you don't get a scheduling option when I go here. But I hit post, and now I go view. And so now that's underneath my community tab. So just that easy. YouTube is making it so much easier for creators to be able to share stuff to the community tab. So you need to utilize this community tab. You need to post to it on a daily basis. Really, you do, in order to build your reach. And eventually what's going to happen is that you may get followers, you may get subscribers from what you post in the community tab. You'll get comments, you'll get feedback. This is just how you build a community. I'm just so thrilled about this and excited that, you know, it's going to be an opportunity to share more information with the folks that visit my channel, like all of you who are just amazing for being out there tonight. So let's see here. Let's find my Plain Jane there. All right. Let's see. Woo, thought I was missing the live. Hey, Shala Productions. Cool topic. Yes, absolutely. So just really, like I said, just very exciting to have the community tab. And I'm actually loving all the changes that YouTube is making. Hey, Marcus, how you doing, sir? I hadn't seen you in quite some time. It's wee hours in the morning for you there, sir. I think, what, 3 a.m.? Thanks for coming by. And so you definitely want to start using that community tab. Going back to my presentation here real quick. Ta-da! All right. So here's kind of my recap. So you can use, first, you can use the community tab to communicate with the community. You can ask your viewers what they want to see next on your channel. You can use community posts to announce new content to build anticipation for what you're going to do next. Shout outs to other channels that will benefit your viewers or where you're guesting at. You know, it really is, if you can collaborate with other channels where they're doing things that point people to your channel and you're doing things that point people to their channel, that just benefits YouTube, because YouTube's goal is to keep people watching. And so just creating that cycle where, you know, maybe you collaborate with others and they want to collaborate with you and you just encourage each other. I'm in a really great mastermind community that is just so encouraging and just so helpful. So build connection by sharing personal stories. So you could just do little cute videos that kind of show stuff you're doing, you know, with interacting with your family or when you're on vacation, that type of thing. Kind of, yeah, that could be kind of vlog style. It just things that show the other facets of who you are. These are the things that, you know, people are here for stories. They really are. While my goal is to teach people how to do things, in the end, if I'm telling a story as I'm showing you how to do stuff, then you're going to want to watch my content more than somebody just says, okay, here's your information and I'm done. Get out of here. You know, YouTube and Google search, you find the how to, but it's the way you present things and how you interact with people that are on your channel or what bring them back to your videos, because the next time they're just going to search for something else and that may not be a topic that you're covering. And so this is how to build community. And then show behind the scenes. Let people say, you know, a lot of people get hung up on the gadgets and the gear. I'm that way. But, you know, they want to see what you've got going on behind the scenes. And you can say, look, this is my camera. This is my lighting setup. This is how I've got it all set up. And so watch and see and tell me what you think. So Q&A time. So hit me with some questions. Let's talk. Okay. Hang on. Yep. There we go. Cool. I love when things work like they're supposed to. So let's see. 2 a.m. So, yep, some more shout out. Marcus, hey, I'm still waiting for my community tab. It should come. Mine came yesterday. Coulter's 2 a.m. We already changed time here. Yeah, we changed time this weekend coming here in the States. For those places that actually do that, it's still early then. Exactly. Have you used community tab to promote offers or other marketing initiatives with your channel, website, etc.? So I just got the community tab yesterday. I've been planning for it for quite some time because I thought I was going to hit 500 a lot sooner. And I have not really done a lot of promotion. I do have some affiliate link type stuff to, hey, if you go down in the description, like Epidemic Sound or Ecamm, because I'm such a big fan of Ecamm. So yeah, definitely need to use it more often. You can share posts from other sites. You know, that kind of defeats the whole point of keeping people on YouTube that YouTube would want you to do, but it's your channel. And, you know, if you maybe want to send people over to Facebook or Twitter, you can. You absolutely can. But my suggestion, you just definitely need to start using it more, because I do think this is going to be big. I don't think YouTube would have made an effort to open this up to so many people if they didn't realize how powerful the community tab really is. And so definitely need to take advantage of it. I'm excited by it. Any questions on that? Because I've been playing around with it. Like I said, I have been looking at how other people use community tab, and just, I'm very excited about this because I want to use it to promote stuff. Gotcha. Thanks for 401, amigo. Yeah, absolutely. The community tab is definitely where I think it's at. And, you know, definitely, like I said, YouTube is making so many other changes. And so I'm pretty excited about that the stuff they're doing. So, yeah. What new features? Is anybody excited about the new look of YouTube? Has anybody seen the white subscribe button yet? I haven't really visited any channels that I'm not a subscriber of. So I haven't seen the white subscribe button yet, but the subscribe button has gone either to a white with a black background or black with a white background. And so if you go to a channel that you haven't been before and you suddenly want to subscribe to it, then it's going to be the new white subscribe button. If you got some old thumbnails that maybe have the, or some overlays that have the red subscribe button, it might be time to go through and analyze those and see if you can update your thumbnails or your overlays and that type of thing, and utilize the new subscribe buttons when you tell people. And then the other thing I think is cool is that, now the like button is animated. So the like button is animated. I kind of like that. I don't like my own videos because it just seems like disingenuous. I don't want to. And then the other thing I noticed here, that this has gotten, you do have to watch this though, because the key thing here is what you see right here is what shows up on mobile. So just this little bit right here is about all they'll see on mobile. So be aware, you need to put in your description what makes sense to get the message across very quickly on mobile devices, because it does kind of shrink it down. Here's my other stuff that I have out there, but if you do the show less, then it's showing just this little bit right here on mobile. So things you need to think about as you go through and post stuff out there. So, yep. All right, let's find my, there we go. Blank, oop, wrong one. There's my behind the scenes camera there. Hey. So, all right. Let's see. How did I get notified about the community tab? So that was a cool thing. I actually got a pop-up. Let's go see. I'll show you that. Find it. Here we go. I got... Okay. So let me share my screen again. Hang on. Let's see. I have to take it off of... let's see. I think I got this one set. There we go. All right. I actually got... let's do edit, undo my overlay. All right. I actually got this right here. Let's attempt to zoom in on it. Okay. Okay. So I got a notification from YouTube that said advanced features unlocked. Try creating posts. So that's what I saw was that right there. Oop, let's do undo there. Undo my overlay. There we go. Okay. So that's what I got was... advanced features unlocked, try creating post. So that's what I got, and that's when I knew, oh, okay, cool. And once I got that notification, then that was what I was like, all right, cool, it's time to do cool stuff. So I was pretty excited about that. Okay, going back here. All right, let's see. I started yesterday, so post was first, was holiday theme. Plus, cool way to shout out to others. Yeah, I definitely like the fact that I can shout out to others. Of course, everybody shortly should have the handles. I have my handle. It's at Tech Troublemaker. They take whatever your custom URL was, unless somebody else out there has that same, attempts that same URL. Yep, that was how I got notified. Let's see. I like the new look. It feels lighter and fresh. It really does. I do like it. I've heard... some people complain, mainly about the subscribe button. And there's a few videos that update a title and description. I started to get some more views. Yeah, I definitely recommend, and I've done a previous episode about this, how to get fresh views for old YouTube videos. Changing out your thumbnails for older videos, changing up your title, changing up your description. I was watching somebody yesterday. It said they go through, if they have a video that has, they will put... you know, like how to get likes on YouTube in 2022. And then they'll change it when 2023 happens. They're already changing their videos to say how to get likes in 2023. And that just because they add the year, even though the video is old, because it's an evergreen video, you can use that to get more views. So it seems sneaky, but you know, if the content is actually valuable, then cool. Marcus still getting used to the rounded quarters on thumbnails. Yeah. I think new interface makes sense since I'm par for the course, but in the long run will be forgotten. It's true. It's the new flavor of the month this week. Not the framework. Yeah. I like the community tab, but my concern is it will turn YouTube into Twitter. Well, since Twitter is going to stop being Twitter, we might need YouTube to turn into Twitter. I don't know. No. Actually, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. Hold on a sec. Must hydrate. So I am curious to know what's going to happen with Twitter. Conceivably, you could have a channel that grows without video. It is true. You could have a channel that grows without video. Shalala Productions says, I am debating to use different handle as long as the name, as the long Shalala to shorten version of it. But I'll mull it over. Yeah, one of the aggravating things for my Tech Troublemaker handle is that there aren't enough letters in Twitter IDs. So I'm Tech Trouble MKR. On Twitter, but everywhere else, I'm Check Troublemaker, so it does make it. Let's make a video, how to get views in 2024. There you go, Marcus. That's forward thinking. That is exactly what the world needs. We need forward thinking just like that. Get out there and get it going. So, yep. Your channel should be entirely community post. No, that wouldn't be as fun. I want to do videos. I love going live, and I love doing recorded videos, so... that would not be as fun. So anyway, yeah, that's cool stuff. Any other thoughts on that? I do want to thank everybody that came by. I'm supposed to shift my call action. B be sure to hit that subscribe button. I am on the quest for 500 videos. I mean, 500 subscribers. That is my quest for the month of November. And then, of course, I'm a hard charge to get to 1,000. And I want to thank every single person that's watching for, you know, liking my, subscribing to my channel. And definitely thank you all for the likes. I don't think you hit the tab without having videos. Actually, no, you actually can get the tab without having videos, believe it or not. VidIQ talked about that. They said they created a channel, and the channel had the community tab. So, yep, you can indeed get the community tab without posting any videos. Why you'd want to, great video. Look forward to the next one. That's it. Yep. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching. I'm going to call it a night, and thank you. Thank you so much for watching. You have a great weekend and, well, a great rest of your week. And I'm out of here. Bye.